What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back with a friend of the show, USF Don's WCC, Chris Gillespie, here with me, my good friend out there in San Francisco. Chris, good to talk to you again, my brother. How life out there in the Bay Area, man?
Everything's great, JR. Appreciate you having me on.
No doubt, man. I'm just asking, I talked when you first got the job in March of 2022 there, man, leading this program. And so tell me, what's been the biggest growth for you from March 2022, when we first talked about your program, to now, man, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is sometimes you think you're ready to be a head coach and you don't know what you don't know. And luckily for me, you know, I've been an assistant for over 20 years and paid my dues. So felt like I was well prepared to kind of move over a seat. But, you know, you learn quick some of the things that, you know, you thought you knew, but you don't, you know, and some of that is just how much time that goes into probably spending your day on non-basketball related issues, you know, but over the last 2 years, feel like I've grown a lot. I've learned a lot. I've trusted my staff and the people around me. And we have great kids in our program. So it's made it, you know, pretty darn easy on my end.
And Chris, a lot of people don't really talk about the staffs a lot, but talk about how important those guys are to you, man, from the support staff on to the guys on the front of the bench, how important they are to how this program runs and getting the wins that you don't see off the court. It keeps things going the right way.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have good people around you, I don't care what you're doing in your life, what profession you're in, but if you don't have quality people around you who you can trust, and probably play off of your strengths and weaknesses as a head coach, it's going to make your life really, really hard. And luckily for me, you know, I'm blessed to have really, really good quality people around me, who take a lot of things off my plate. And, you know, I like to say, try to have guys on my staff who I view as future head coaches. And we certainly have that here, from our young guys all the way up to, you know, the older guys on our staff.
No doubt, Chris. Man, you know, you went 11-4 in non-league play, one of challenging your team before you get that tough WCC season. Talk about how coming out of that non-league play 11-4, seeing different styles of play and helping you all kind of get ready for this gauntlet you're in the WCC.
Yeah, we tried to up our schedule, you know, looking at our non-conference schedule from a year ago. We wanted to challenge ourselves a little bit more, play some games that when you look at the metrics and you talk about postseason play, we wanted to play some games that put us in conversation. And, you know, I felt like we did that. You know, we did not get the results we wanted in all those games. But the games even that we lost really didn't hurt us from a metric standpoint when you talk about postseason opportunity and things like that. So I think that well prepared us for WCC play. And as you know, there are no easy games in the WCC. I don't care what year it is. And this year, you know, it's proven to be the same.
And Chris, man, I know you had some tough losses, close games, but finally got that breakthrough in the post game at Pacific in overtime. So talk about being able to learn from those tough losses in post games for the execution, game plan, discipline, scouts, you know, just with those blackouts, doing the right things, and be able to come through on the road to Pacific and get that win and breakthrough off that tough games to come on the wrong get-ups here early in the year, man.
Yeah, I think, you know, our guys learn quick that everything gets ramped up once conference play starts from a scouting standpoint, from a preparation standpoint. There are no secrets. Everybody knows each other and what they do. And, you know, we experienced that firsthand, you know, in our first league play game at Pacific, lucky enough to get out of there with a win. But I think our guys are slowly starting to understand, you know, just how hard it is to, number one, win on the road. I don't care where you are or what you're ranked in college basketball. Winning on the road is super hard. And I'm excited about our growth as a team. I think we're continuing to kind of evolve as the season goes on, and I like where we're headed.
And, Chris, you have a veteran roster, too, that's played ball before. So how does it help having guys who played ball before when you're trying to install things a little bit more complicated than they're used to, or new schemes or new things you want to do on the court, whether it be covered to defense on the ball screens or whatever course action you want to run? So how was that being having a veteran squad where it's not so much having to do with teaching, it's more just trying to, you know, get them to succeed and adjust the right way?
Yeah, with the way the transfer portal is and – you know, we've been able to stay old while also mixing in some young guys. We have two really good freshmen in our program. But it takes some time still, you know, even though you have older guys, you have guys coming from all over the place. We had seven newcomers this year. And you know, that takes some time to gel. That takes some time for them to learn your terminology, your system on both sides of the ball. But my staff and you know, myself, I think we picked the right guys, you know, out of the portal, guys who have really meshed into our culture and have been great additions and made it really easy on myself and our staff. So, like I said, I like where we're going. We're not a finished product, but I like where we're headed.
And Chris, talk about how important it is, man. Like, you know, back in the day, you can have those summer workouts where you do that, those hours. So that's when you have a new team, like kind of like free agency almost. You get a new roster, free agency, you got to bring them in. Have enough time in the summer and in the fall to prepare before live practice starts. Because if you had that, trying to go 2 weeks and tip it off, man, it would be crazy how it was how it used to be.
Yeah, no doubt. There used to be a very clear delineation between when a season started, when it stopped, when you could work with guys, when you couldn't. And now it's become almost a 24/7, 365 deal, which has been good in terms of being able to develop guys and always have your hands on them. But it's also limited probably the time that you get just to take a break and take a breather. But it's been a positive for us. I think it's good for our program, it's good for our kids, but it's definitely the way of college basketball has definitely changed, you know, over the course of the last 25 years.
And Chris, man, you got some battle scoring going on with Jonathan and Marcus Lee leading the way. Talk about that energy of the ball moving and not having this one guy get all the shots, having guys get multiple shots going from good to great And, you know, getting everybody involved, which makes them want to defend a little on the floor to get in the ball, get some touches on the opposite floor.
Yeah, you know, we value kind of spraying the ball around and playing a lot of five out, similar to what you're seeing at the NBA level. I think our guys enjoy playing that way. It's a fun system to play in. We play up-tempo. And when you have big guys who can dribble, pass, and shoot like we do, I think it makes the game a lot more enjoyable. It opens things up for our perimeter guys. So we're going to continue to stay with that. It's something that I really believe in, and I'm really proud of kind of the progress of our group.
No doubt, man. And making 35% of your threes too, man. So you're causing that conflict, making guys have to pick their poison, as I can say, which is a good thing. You're making that conflict. Talk about how important making those three-pointers are to your five-out system, and making defense have to be in conflict on what to stop and how they're going to close out to you.
Yeah. You know, having multiple guys on the floor, we want to have four or five guys on the floor at all times who can dribble, pass, and shoot, you know, and stretch the defense. And then that opens yourself up to, you know, having basket cuts and action away from the ball and become hard to guard. And we're a read and react system. And again, I think our guys enjoy playing this way. It gives them some freedom to be basketball players. You know, we never want to put our guys' games in a box and just continue to kind of push the envelope in terms of their development and being a complete offensive player.
And Chris, also what's good about it, you limit your turnovers too, because you and I both know the worst ones are live ball turnovers. So while you playing fast, limiting live ball turnovers and being careful with the ball, take care of that ball, which is important, so you don't get caught transition trying to get run outs on you and trying to, you always have to defend on cross matches. How important it is to take care of that ball, man, limiting what you all do while you're playing fast.
Yeah, it's something we talk about every day. I'll be honest, we struggle with that portion. To start the year, I think that was maybe a culmination of us having a lot of new pieces and trying to work everything together. But we've gotten better with that as the year gone on. And that's something that we need to continue to do, you know, as we come down the home stretch here.
No doubt, man. Also, you're doing a good job with rebounds too, Chris, as well, man, because you and I both know you defend for 25, 30 seconds and you don't get the rebound. You got to do it all over again. So your defense is not in until you rebound the ball. So let's fire points to your guys to defensively rebound and have the three, fours, and fives crash the glass and get when the other two get back, try to get those offensive rebounds as well.
Yeah, from an offensive standpoint, you know, we want to generate second and third scoring opportunities, and our front court has done a heck of a job for us doing that up to this point. And then defensively, it's so important to limit people to one shot, you know, and we want to limit people to getting 25% of their shots back. We've been able to do that. And you've seen a really good kind of delta in between our offensive and our defensive rebounding. So, you know, that's super important, something that we talk about on a daily basis.
And Chris, my ask is, man, how cool is it to use the field but athletes with your players, they can understand for the scout where guys' hot zones or their cold zones are, know how to play to their the weaknesses of the opponents you're playing? Because I feel like analytics is so fun to now know where guys are. You can really scheme towards that, knowing where a guy's shots hot or cold are, so to give us the best chance to win games in this tough conference.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen that, you know, at the NBA level, that's super important, you know, understanding where guys like to score from, where they operate from, where they have success from as an offensive player. And that's something that we talk a lot about through our scouting. And those are little things that can separate, you know, winning and losing. You know, if you can limit and take away what a player does at a high level, you know, and do that with multiple guys throughout a lineup, that gives you a better chance to win. So that's something that we put a lot of time in and invest a lot of time in.
No doubt, Chris. I mean, y'all tough. Yeah, it's still league. It's just tough, 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 man. And talk about your next opponent, man. What's the guys on the film as you prepare for his next game? You got coming up here on Thursday, man.
You know, every game is tough. You know, we try to treat every game the same, no matter what the jersey says in terms of who we're playing. We have two home games this week, Thursday against San Diego. We were able to get a win on the road the first time we played them, but they're a young kind of up and coming team in our league, very talented, coached by Steve Lavin, who's been around for a long time and won a lot of games. So we're going to have to be ready to play on Thursday. And then we turn around and we have our second home game of the week with Pacific on Saturday. And we're just looking for the opportunity to get back out there and compete, you know, and continue to build our record and move up in the conference standing.
No doubt, man. You're doing a heck of a job. I told you off the air, man, Chris, and I'm looking for hopefully you talk again in March once you won the WCC tournament, man. That's what I'm hoping for you, man. Punch that bit. I'm claiming it for you now, brother. I want to talk to you in March again after you got this thing done, man. And start waiting in that going to the tournament once more for you guys at the Dons, man.
I appreciate that. From your lips to God's ears, you just said it. So we'll get that done in March.
No doubt, Chris. Good to talk to you, brother, as always, man. It's always a fun chat, my guy.
I appreciate you, JR. Thanks for having me on.
You too, buddy.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.